Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Carmine Oliva, CEO, President, and Chair of Emrise Corporation. It trades on the New York Stock Exchange. ARCA's ticker symbol is ERI. And the company designs, manufactures, and markets electronic devices and communications equipment for aerospace defense, industrial, and communications appliances applications. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about the company and the recent cost reduction.
Yes. Juan, we're a multinational company. We have operations in the United States, England, and in France. And we are about a $60 million revenue company. We have about 350 employees. And our customer base for the electronic device business segment include literally the Fortune 100 of those businesses who are in the defense area, such as Boeing, Rockwell Collins, people like Raytheon, L3, the whole gamut in the U.S., and similar companies in Europe as well. On the communication side of our house, we build commercial and military communications products for network access, and including network timing and synchronization. And the customer list on that side of the house is equally as diverse and include many of the large companies in communications products, not only here in the U.S., but also in Europe.
Great. And talk about the company operates in two segments. Talk about some of those segments and the applications.
Yes. The applications for electronic devices, the products include RF radio frequency devices and power supplies, and the applications are very broad. We are fortunate to be at the heart of one of the most important spending areas, particularly for the U.S. military, in what is known as terrorist interdiction and force protection. Applications for our product include, for example, RCID, remote control explosive device jamming systems, which is a very buoyant market today. But also, it's not just jamming systems; it's also weather radar, military radar, simulators, a very broad base of industrial, commercial, as well as aerospace and military applications. On the communication side, our prominent product is network timing, and network timing is a ubiquitous system that is introduced in any communications network and provides the timing of the communication, be it voice, data, video, or be it wireless or wireline. And our customers include many such customers as people who are in wireless communications, people who are in cell phone traffic, and we also enjoy business with the likes of carriers who are cable carriers as well.
Great. And talk about some of the emerging trends in the market and how well-positioned Emrise is to capitalize on them.
Well, probably the one bright spot in the economy today is military, and we're very well-positioned for growth in the military arena, particularly because we did a recent acquisition of an RF company, which opened the market for us, opened the U.S. market, which is the largest market for military products. Heretofore, we could sell our military products predominantly in Europe and elsewhere in the world, but we were blocked out of the U.S. market because we didn't have a U.S. presence. About 9 or 10 months ago, we acquired a company here on U.S. soil, and through that company, we can take our technology and address the U.S. market. And specifically, we have jamming system technology in Europe predominantly for aviation applications, but the company we acquired here in the U.S. has jamming system capabilities for ground-based systems, and there's far, far, far more ground-based vehicles than there are aircraft. So we're very well positioned there. Also, on the communication side, we're well positioned because we have come out with a new generation of edge network timing and synchronization as opposed to central office. And edge network timing is being driven by the very expansive increase in video traffic being carried on over cell phones. And all video requires much, much more stringent timing than the carriers are able to achieve through central office availability of a timing signal versus more remotely acquiring a timing system in the edge network or the edge of the network that are carrying this very increasing flow of video traffic. And in addition to that, it's the application of broadband capability, both on wireline, wireless networks. So we feel we're well positioned in both of our business segments, notwithstanding the situation that exists in the economy today, the global economy.
Right, yeah. So talk about some of the challenges that you face and some of your specific strategies for overcoming them.
We're a small company, and we play in very big markets. So our biggest challenge is to present ourselves to our customers as a worthy supplier. We have made tremendous strides in reducing our debt, therefore increasing our debt-to-equity ratio, which when our customers look at us as a prospective customer, they can see the tremendous progress we've made with regard to debt-to-equity. And the fact is that we took on $26 million in debt, $13 million of which was used to acquire the company that I just described. And in a period of about 10 or 12 months, we divested some non-core business and made other payments reducing our debt. And so we've taken our debt from a high at the time we did the acquisition of $26 million to $13 million at the end of the first quarter of 2009. So that was a very major a progressive step for us to address the customer base confidence in us as a smaller public company. Over on the communication side, we have a particular challenge. There is one large player that dominates the communications network timing market, and we have introduced a state-of-the-art product with 64 channels available for the same price as our competitor's 9-channel. However, that competitor so dominates the market that we are constantly fighting an uphill battle. However, that company has a much larger focus on central office than we do, and they are experiencing problems in the central office environment, and their problems are now becoming our opportunities. So we are presenting ourselves as a strong alternative to the number one player in network timing.
Grant, so yeah, what else differentiates MRISE from other players in your sector?
Our global reach. We have a presence in Europe as well as a presence in the United States. And also, in addition to that, our network timing products, for example, are built for us by Hitachi. If we were building such mission-critical equipment such as this in our own smaller factories, we would not have the confidence that we can gain with our very large carrier customers to specify our product that we have with Hitachi building the product rather than us building the product. Again, differentiating ourselves on the electronic device side of our business, we have operations in Europe as well as the United States, and a clear example of how that benefits us, it is very difficult to sell to Airbus in Europe unless you have a presence, and in our case, we literally have a presence in France where Airbus is located, but it's equally as hard to sell from France to Boeing in the United States but we have a presence here in the United States. So the fact that we have local presence really differentiates ourselves, certainly from any of the smaller competitors that we come up against.
Great. And so talk about the company's growth. Will you continue to grow? Will you look to grow organically, or will you look for more M&A activities?
We have grown organically, and we have also grown by acquisitions. We are signing up a new investment banker to help us focus some attention and consideration on the communication side of the house, like we have done over on the electronic device side, where we have acquired a company that last year did $12 million, which this year we expect to do, as we've said publicly, $18 million in revenue, and we've divested some non-core pieces of business. So we are now focusing our attention on the communication side of the house to see what our opportunities are to do likewise on the communication side as we have done on the aerospace and defense electronic device side.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Carmine, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Yes, I had, before founding this company, an 11-year working career with ITT Corporation, and I came out of what was known as T&E, T standing for telecommunications, which is one of the parts of our business, and E standing for electronics, which was, in fact, predominantly military electronics. So I have a background as a group general manager, was responsible for operations in the U.S. as well as in Asia and in other markets. My colleagues, my operating colleague and chief operating officer has a strong background both in communications products as well as in electronic devices, and he has a background and experience in Europe, which complements my background, which is predominantly U.S., but also I operated with ITT in Asia as well as in Europe. So we've got the market covered with an operating officer who is focused on European opportunities and business development, and myself focused on the U.S. For U.S. Operations and developments. We have a very capable chief financial officer who is a relatively new addition to our team, and the three of us, myself as chief executive officer, our chief operating officer, and our chief financial officer, form the three legs on the stool that we believe hold up the MRISE Corporation in its attempts to climb to higher heights.
Good analogy. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
We need to complete, as we did about approximately 2 years ago, a complete assessment of our communications business and the establishment with our board and with other advisors of the approach to our communications business. With that behind us, the next major objective would be to engage a new investment banker, because our former investment bankers exited the investment banking field, and so we need to attract an even more powerful investment banker to support our activities. And also, we would like to, and very important to us, is we took on some pretty high-cost debt to do the acquisition that we did, because the acquisition was done with the promise to the lender that we had a non-core piece of business that would be successfully sold to allow us to pay down the debt. Well, now we have, in fact, acquired the company. We sold the non-core businesses for $11.5 million in cash. We paid down the debt, and we now no longer need to remain with this high interest cost of debt. And so we are desirous of either going back to the lenders that we were with before or to other lenders that would allow us a far more commercial rate for the debt going forward, since the risk is down substantially. And this could make a very major contribution to our bottom line performance by reducing our overall cost of capital going forward. So those are probably the three nearest term objectives that we need to achieve to take ourselves to the next level.
Certainly. And Talk to us a little bit about investors. Do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
Well, we conduct quarterly conference calls. We have a regular program of investor relations. I myself am beginning a non-deal roadshow starting on Tuesday of next week, and we're doing everything we can to get our story out there. And our story is becoming increasingly simpler to tell because we're divesting non-core pieces of business that were somewhat of a diversion. We used to be in bare printed circuit boards. We used to be in digital switches. We used to be in rotary switches. We had operations in Japan. We've divested a lot of that, which now makes our story much easier to tell. Electronic devices, it includes only power supplies and RF devices. They're built in the same factories, engineered by the same people, so it's a much easier story to tell on the electronic side. And on the communication side, we have pared down our products predominantly to a focus almost exclusively on network timing. So it's much easier to show the investment community that we are highly focused in these two investment business segments, which we intend to continue. We do not intend to become a pure play aerospace and defense company or a pure play communications company. We feel our strength is in the diversity of having these two business segments, because at various times one goes up and the other goes down, and it's always nice to have something going up if something else is going down. So we are getting the story out there, and we're finding it a little bit easier to present ourselves now that we've divested some of this non-core business and we're so highly focused on the core businesses that I've described to you.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Carmine Oliva, CEO, President, and Chair of Emrise Corporation, trading on the New York Stock Exchange, ARCA. Ticker symbol is ERI. And trading at $1.33 a share. And before we conclude, Carmine, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Emrise Corp as a good long-term investment opportunity?
We are in very vital security markets. In addition to that, we have given a clear indication of valuation, inherent valuation in the corporation. We sold non-core business for $11.5 million that represented about 15% of the revenue of the company, and yet today the total value of the entire corporation as a market cap is something in the range of $13 or $14 million. So I think there's evidence there that there's intrinsic value in the corporation that could be unlocked going forward. And in addition to that, we acquired a company for $13 million that is on board and expected to produce $18 million in revenue in place of the $9 million non-core businesses that we've divested. So we feel that there is certain intrinsic value that our shareholders should hopefully recognize going forward. And with performance quarter over quarter, hopefully we will see a return to what we consider a more reasonable market cap for this company.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Juan, thank you very much.